This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. World of Agriculture is brought to you by CHS. Culture celebrators have a particular affinity for pork. We'll have more from the Pork Checkoff right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
The Culture Celebrator is one of seven consumer segments identified in an in-depth consumer segmentation study completed by the National Pork Board. Sarah Showalter, Manager of Business and Consumer Insights at NPB, said the Culture Celebrator segment shows an opportunity for growth.
Our Culture Celebrators are the smallest of our seven segments, but we have identified that they are an opportunity for emerging growth. We know that this group cherishes the taste of home. They love recipes that last for generations to come, and they love making traditional family favorites. And not surprisingly, this group is also very multicultural, so it skews very heavily to both Hispanic and Asian consumers.
Showalter said this consumer segment has a significant affinity for pork.
Given this group is more tied to our multicultural consumer, we have platforms for both Hispanic and African American consumers. For Hispanic, we have Ponle pork that we're activating in market. And then for African American, we have Don't Miss the Flavor. And we're really leaning into those younger consumers and those consumer cohorts to help them show the possibilities for pork, but also pass those traditions that they have from their culture onto future generations to come.
The NPB is using the consumer segmentation study as a tool to address long-term growth in pork consumption.
So particularly for culture celebrators, we're really trying to help them continue to see the value of pork in those traditional dishes in their culture. And we really want to help them pass those traditions on to future generations to come for the long-term health of pork in the category.
On the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.